Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. We're at the beginning of the new cycle. It's Maseches Brachos, and we're on Daf Beis. So the way we're going to do this is I'm going to identify the 3 points that we're going to focus on this Daf, and then I'll introduce the Simon, the way we're going to connect those points to the Daf so we can remember where they are in the Masechta. So here goes. All right, point number one. We have the opening Mishnah discussing when Kriyat Shema is recited at night. That's all we have to focus on. Point number one, the opening Mishnah, Kriyat Shema at night, when is it recited? Point number two. We're going to learn out from the Gemara, from the way the Mishnah was written. We're going to learn out the Chiddush that a Kohen who was a Tevul Yom, meaning he was Tameh and went to the Mikvah early in the day, he can begin to eat his Truma at Seis when the stars come out. He does not have to wait until the next day, until after he brings a carbon, if he needed to bring a carbon. So we learn out point number two, a Kohen who is a Tevul Yom can begin to eat his Truma at Seis, does not have to wait until the next day to bring a carbon. And finally, the third point is we're going to learn out on Amud Beis that the Gemara is going to introduce 6 different opinions regarding the earliest time to say Shema at night. Right? The Mishnah just introduced one. Now that we find out there's actually 6. One of those opinions is when a poor person begins to eat his dinner. Right? That's one of the opinions. We're going to incorporate that idea of the poor person into our siman to trigger the fact that there's 6 different opinions. So once again, the 3 points we're going to focus on Daf Beis are, we learn out the Mishnah when Kriyat Shema is recited at night. We're going to also learn out that a Kohen is a Tevul Yom, can begin to use Truma at Seis, does not have to wait until the next morning to bring a carbon. And finally, there are 6 different opinions regarding the earliest time to recite Shema at night. One of them is when a poor person begins to eat his dinner. So what's the siman for Daf Beis? A base is a bais, is a house. So our siman is going to be a man's rushing into his house to recite Kriyat Shema at night, exactly at Seis, so they can then join the Kohen and the poor person who just sat down in the dining room to eat their truma and their dinner respectively. So once again, if a man rushing to his house to say Kriyat Shema at night, that's our first topic, exactly at Seis, so he can join the Kohen, right? The Kohen can eat his truma at Seis, and the poor person, right? They sat down to eat, so the Kohen's eating his truma, the Ani's eating his dinner, and the man is reciting Kriyat Shema. Those are the 3 topics. Kriyat Shema at night, Kohen eating truma at Seis, and another opinion being when an Ani, a poor person, eats his dinner. So that's where you're going to remember it. So you'll focus on the image, and then you'll say, oh, okay, we have the opening Mishnah, when Kriyat Shema is recited at night, a Kohen is a Tevul Yom, can begin to eat his Truma at Seis, doesn't wait till the next day, and there's 6 different opinions regarding the earliest time to say Shema. One of them is when a poor person begins to eat his dinner. Now, being that today is day number 1, there's no back simanim to review, but every day we're going to review 4 blot back, also in this mini shir on the siman. So we're going to keep the material that we just learned fresh in our mind as we master the simanim. So that's it for Daf Beis and Maseches Brachos.